Well, welcome everyone to another episode of WA This Week. Look, we'll start off with a positive this week. Some of you may have seen published in the media that Western Australia and Perth are considered to be one of the best locations in the world to visit. And no surprise to any of us, we just know that this is just such a fantastic place to be. But it's nice to have that affirmation externally. So Lonely Planet listed us in the top 30 destinations in the world to visit. The Travel Bible listed us in the top 5 locations in the world to visit. And Forbes also recently listed Western Australia and Perth in the top 10 of the place to visit. And little wonder, what an outstanding job the previous coalition government did in modernising the infrastructure of this state and making it such an attractive place to visit. And of course, we see a Labor Party that opposed both of these projects at the time, now using them in all of their brochures. But of course, the stadium, Perth Stadium, what a fantastic feature that is. And it's just brought international sports to this state. And of course, we saw the AFL Grand Final played there 2 years ago. We've seen international soccer matches played there. And the other part is Elizabeth Quay. What a wonderful feature for Perth. And it was that foresight and that clever investment by the coalition government. You know, there's a question you ask at election time around what has a government done, but think about it. What has this government done to create anything iconic for the state of Western Australia? I'm really proud that Western Australia is seen in such a positive light, and I'm especially proud of the role that the coalition National Liberal government have played in really making this state a more attractive destination to visit. On a less positive note, or at least an intriguing note, I might say, this last week we saw the Premier come out and make a statement to say that there was no need for mask mandates to be introduced into the state of Western Australia in the foreseeable future. So here we have, once again, the Premier puffing his chest out and telling us all what we should be doing. The reason's intriguing is that the Premier led the introduction and the passing of legislation in Parliament that took all power to decide whether mask mandates should be applied or not away from Parliament, away from the Premier, away from the Emergency Management Committee, and put it in the hands of the Police Commissioner. He's the only person who can decide whether mask mandates will apply or not, and the Police Commissioner has to consult with the Chief Health Officer and then otherwise make up his mind as to whether they should, whether a mandate on masks or any other mandate should be applied. And here's the Premier coming out and saying that they won't be applied before Christmas. What are we to take from that? So do we have the Premier now directing the Police Commissioner? Because what I constantly get in Parliament when I challenge ministers on their complete failure in a particular area, they say, oh, well, I under such and such section in the Public Sector Acts, I can't direct public service. Now, the Police Commissioner is a completely independent position. No Premier, no minister can direct the Police Commissioner in their activity. And yet here we have the Premier clearly indicating that he's directing the Police Commissioner. That's the only way he could make that statement, that pronouncement, that he's going to do that. You know, the Premier needs to get this right. Either he's running it, or in fact, as per the amendments to the Emergency Management Act, in fact, it's the job of the Police Commissioner. And then the Premier should stop coming out and making these statements and be open and honest with the people of Western Australia. Another area we saw reported this week was that the government have abandoned their sale of the TAB. Now, I think that's actually a sensible outcome. There were two parts to this. So there was a sale of the TAB, but in the middle of that act was that the state government were going to allow a game of chance called Trackside, an electronic game of chance, to be rolled out across all the TABs across the state. Now, the only difference between this Trackside game and a poker machine are that one involves horses and one involves lemons and whatever else on the machine, but otherwise identical. I was very perturbed about that because it was effectively going to introduce gambling machines across the state. And I think, in fact, I know that the overwhelming majority of Western Australians are very happy that those machines are limited to the casino and they're not anywhere else, because we know the hardship that it brings. We see what happens on the East Coast, just terrible. So glad that that isn't going ahead. But, you know, gone through all this exercise, so the governments, they've spent over $3 million of your money on that failed process. So again, millions of dollars wasted on an exercise, caused enormous anxiety. And I might say, particularly in the regional racing industry, they were very, very concerned with the sale of the TAB, that they would lose the funding that sustains those regional racing, you know, all of the organisations in the bush, so those clubs in the bush. So I think it's a sensible outcome in the end. But for all of that, $3 million of your money down the drain. In Parliament yesterday, I asked Racing and Gaming Minister Tony Booty whether he had any information he was happy to share or would share with the public and in Parliament on a tax audit of Crown Casino. Now, to give you a little bit of background on why I asked that question, the Finkelstein Royal Commission into Crown Casino in Melbourne found that they had underpaid taxation to the state by tens of millions of dollars. I think there was a number of around $62 million mentioned in the Royal Commission report, but in fact, estimates were that it could be considerably higher than that. Now, logically, then that should be looked into in Western Australia to make sure that Crown in Perth has been paying that tax. Now, I'm not alleging they haven't paid their tax. It may well be that they have paid their tax, but what the Royal Commission report revealed was that the Crown Casino were conducting their own internal audit through Ernst & Young, and that information would be shared with government, but also that the government had put together a committee to examine that issue as well. Now, the Royal Commission report that reported those things came down 8 months ago. So the reason I asked Minister Booty was, well, what was the outcome of that? Are taxpayers in Western Australia owed tens of millions of dollars by Crown, or in fact, have Crown been paying the required tax in Western Australia? And good if they have. You know, we've got a clear, a clear set of books, if you like. You know, what was really clear, here's the Minister for Racing and Gaming, a lawyer who prides himself on, you know, being on top of everything and loves to spend his time in Parliament ridiculing the opposition. And it was quite clear, he had no idea whatsoever. That was what was clear. He gave a garbled answer and you know, about sort of secrecy and, oh, well, they wouldn't reveal this and so on. All of that information was revealed to the public in Victoria, and all of that information can be revealed to the public in Western Australia. But what's quite clear here is the minister had absolutely no idea, doesn't have his finger on the pulse, doesn't know what's going on in his area. It's time for the minister to find out what's going on, what's happened. There was the audit. Internal audit by Crown. There was the committee set up by government to investigate that. What was the outcome of it? You know, if Crown's got a clean bill of health, great. But if they owe tax, then the public deserves to know about that. Either way, the minister needs to be open and transparent. And again, you know, the minister gave this garbled answer, oh, well, this is confidential or whatever. We see this again and again from this McGowan Labor government. They are obsessed with secrecy, and I mean obsessed with secrecy. We put in Freedom of Information request, we pretty well literally get back a page that is completely blacked out, because they don't want to reveal a single detail of what they're doing. It is, I'll say it again and again, this is the least transparent government in the history of Western Australia. They are so profoundly arrogant that they don't think they are accountable to anyone in this state. They're not accountable to the opposition. More importantly, they don't think they're accountable to the public of Western Australia. Look, thanks very much for listening to WA This Week. Really appreciate you doing that. Don't forget, if you're just hearing this through a link, you can subscribe to this as a podcast on any of your podcast apps. Just ask, or just look up my name or WA This Week, and you'll be able to subscribe to the podcast. You can also subscribe to the video version on Facebook, Spotify, or YouTube. Just search Dr. David Honey. Please share it with your friends. It's one of the ways we get the message out and send a message to, you know, like-minded folk. And as always, please give us your feedback. Really appreciate your feedback. Good to know what you're thinking, and helps us to get better. Thank you very much.